Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the DDP. Hey, we are in Romans chapter 3. I did a little bit of work in 25 and 26 yesterday, kind of combined the thoughts that Paul uses where he says demonstrate his righteousness. And I told you I got a little ahead of myself in 26. So let's go back into the end of 25 today. Let's read the whole verse. Whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God hath passed over the sins that were previously committed. I want to deal with that. In his forbearance God hath passed over sins previously committed. If you get the idea that God was always hard on sin in the Old Testament, it might be because we overemphasize the hardness of God against sin, and we underemphasize the mercy of God in the light of sin in the Old Testament. In all honesty, having no new covenant in which everything's covered by the blood of Jesus, it's a wonder we make it to the blood of Jesus. But it's the heart of God to be merciful, not judgment. And it's also his heart to be merciful, not to receive our sacrifice. And these are things Jesus would talk about while he was on this earth. But to really get to the heart of this today, I want to take the idea that God shows his patience or his forbearance by dealing with the sins he had passed over previously, by looking at Paul's dealings with a couple of groups of Gentiles. Beginning in chapter 14 of the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul is in Lystra, and Paul is preaching and a man is healed. The guy had been paralyzed. And the people in Lystra go crazy and think that Paul is a god, little g. In fact, they say the gods have come down. They call Paul and Barnabas Zeus and Hermes. Barnabas, Zeus, Paul, Hermes, because Paul did all the talking and Hermes was the speaker. We went through this in our Acts journey. And they actually bring out animals to sacrifice to Paul. Paul and Barnabas go nuts. They tear their clothes. They cry out. They don't want this to happen. Of course, they don't want to be the center of praise. And they say, listen, God, why are you worshiping us? We're just like you. We just want you to turn to God. He made the heaven. He made the earth. And then listen to this in Acts 14, 16. God in bygone generations allowed all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, and that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings, they could scarcely restrain the multitudes from sacrificing to them. Paul does not stop and preach on sin, even though there's idolatry going on. He's dealing with Gentiles. They're not going to respond to the law. They're not going to respond to thou shalt not. Why would they? It wasn't their law. And he says, God allowed you to walk in your ways. And how does Paul say God brings them back to a place of repentance? He gave you good. He gave you rain and fruitful seasons. He filled your heart with food and gladness. This is incredible. God wanted to show you who he is. He did good to you and he gave you gladness. Then when Paul gets to Athens, and he preaches to the Greeks about who have the statue to the unknown God. He says in Acts 17:30, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. So Paul, again, doesn't go in on a sin hunt, but instead says God's been overlooking this stuff, but now wants you to change your mind about him. I ask you, why now? Because at this present time, God has demonstrated his righteousness in that he is both just and justifier of those who have faith in Jesus. That brings us back to that 26th verse of Romans 3. I hope you can see how this is coming full circle. We'll close or start to close this chapter in the next few days. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.